Welcome to the 13th Warehouse.
Hi, Kim and I have the week off this week because we originally recorded this episode for our Eureka podcast as a bonus. So we're just slipping that in right here. It has been edited for spoilers. If you'd like to listen to the original Eureka version with spoilers, visit eurekarewatch.com and look for episode 47.5. Please also keep in mind that this was recorded over a year ago before we started our rewatch of Warehouse 13, so some of my questions have probably already been answered in previous episodes. Thanks!
Hey, it's Doug with the TV Guide Synopsis. Season 2, Episode 5, 13.1. Douglas Fargo leaves Eureka for a trip to Warehouse 13 to update the facility's computer system, which doesn't go as planned. Rene Auberjonois from Star Trek Deep Space Nine guest stars. Created by Brent Moat and Jane Espenson. Written by Ian Stokes. Original air date August 3rd, 2010.
Hi, we're back. This is Season 2, Episode 5 of Warehouse 13, and it's the crossover episode titled 13.1.
It's one of the crossover episodes.
Right, it's one of the crossover episodes, actually. Skip and I were talking earlier. I like Warehouse 13. I've watched it all once. I've never rewatched it except for the final season. So I didn't even remember this episode when I was watching it.
Yeah, I've watched, as a matter of fact, I just found it on Prime, so I rewatched the whole entirety of the Warehouse 13 just within the last couple of months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I think the reason I didn't rewatch it was because I didn't want to pay for it.
Me too. But when I found it on Prime,
That's where I just found it, yeah. If I didn't say so before, I am here with my co-host Skip.
Hello.
Who is a Warehouse 13 fan.
Yes. It's worth a rewatch,
yes,
though. Now
I know.
You know where to find it. It's a good watch.
Okay, so this episode opens with Claudia and Todd making out.
Yes.
But Claudia can't seem to keep her mind on Todd and off the computer upgrade schedule for what Todd thinks is the IRS warehouse. See, I didn't even remember that she told him that it was an IRS.
Well, that's warehouse. Their cover. That
right.
Everybody in town thinks it's an IRS.
Right.
They all work at the IRS, and that's why everybody in town hates them all.
Right, and I remember Todd, but I didn't remember anything about the IRS warehouse. So Claudia leaves to meet some muckety-muck, as she says.
Yeah.
From Global Dynamics, who was helping with the install.
Yep.
At the warehouse, Artie's flipping out over the install.
What do you do? What are you doing? Do you have any idea what you're doing? Look, I was asked to upgrade this place to Class 7 standards, and I can't do that with you constantly interrupting me.
Adapt! This is not Eureka. I will not have you gutting my system.
Your guts are rotted.
All right, every single wire has to go exactly back where it was.
Half of these aren't even wires. This one looks like shoelace.
All right, let me be perfectly clear.
There's no metal. Just ask the lady that asked me to come and ask her what she wants me to do.
You damage any of my data, you will not come within an inch of a computer for the rest of your life.
Artie is a curmudgeon.
I love him, though.
Yeah. He's a great guy and a good character. But that's his warehouse.
Yes.
He wants it to run his way. Fargo mentions the scary lady in the beehive, Mrs. Fredericks,
that
appears and disappears, you know, presumably at will.
Right.
She'll just all of a sudden be standing behind you.
While Artie's flipping out over the install, we see Fargo working inside a bunch of wires hanging from the ceiling.
And it's funny because he's, you know, Artie's yelling at him, do not touch anything, everything should be, and he's like, some of these aren't even wires, they're shoelaces in here.
So at the table, Micah and Pete rock, paper, scissors over who has to break up the argument between Artie and Fargo. Pete loses and walks Artie out of the room.
Why don't we let our special guest, who I bet Mrs. Frederick wouldn't have sent here if he was trouble, do his thing, huh? Come on, buddy.
Yeah, he's a Global Dynamic geek.
I know.
He's soulless. He's made up of binary numbers.
Yeah.
I'll tear his heart out of you, too.
Claudia shows up and helps Fargo retrieve a tool from a hole in the floor.
Yep.
With Benjamin Franklin's ring.
Yeah.
Now, see, I thought they weren't supposed to use artifacts.
Oh, they do all the time.
Yeah, but they're not really supposed to.
They're not supposed to, but Artie always has his little artifact pack. They use the artifacts in order to retrieve artifacts. Claudia uses them unsanctioned sometimes.
Right.
I don't think there's a hard and fast rule that
nobody
could ever touch artifacts.
Well, my understanding of Warehouse 13 was that all the artifacts, whatever they do, there's consequences. So why is Claudia using...
Some of the consequences aren't as severe as some of the others.
Okay.
There are things that are very useful. The hard and fast rule of the warehouse is these should not be out in the world.
Right, because they're dangerous, or could be dangerous. Because I always go back to, remember that old show, Friday the 13th?
Yes.
That this is pretty much the same show.
Yeah.
I always go back to that, because they were out collecting artifacts or antiques that were dangerous and shouldn't be out in the world. So when Claudia uses one, I always think there's supposed to be some repercussions.
But but Artie uses them all the time, too, in his little retrieval box, his doctor's bag that he brings with him.
Yeah. So Fargo asks for a tour when he's done with the computer system, but Claudia tells him that he only has blue level clearance, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So she can't give him a tour. Claudia is very excited about the upgrades and whatever tech Fargo is using. It looks like a little chip she shows him.
Yeah. Which that is little centimeter by centimeter chip is going to replace
the wires
this
and
pit
all
full of wires. Which I think that's plausible.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because she says already doesn't like upgrades. So I'm sure this could have been upgraded 14 times before they got to that little chip. Back in the office, everybody waits while Fargo shuts down the old systems. While the power goes out and the new system does not come up.
Yeah.
This is all your fault, Bismarck.
Fargo, and it is not my fault. When we shut down the old system, some sort of failsafe activated. I'm completely locked out.
You didn't think to mention there was a failsafe?
No, I didn't know there was a failsafe. And aren't so-called computer experts supposed to realize that before you shut down a system?
Okay, boys, take it outside. Let me work a little Claudiosity.
Never should have let you in here.
Well, it wasn't exactly your decision now, was it?
Instead, some sort of telescope-like robot-like things pop up all over the warehouse.
Yeah.
They call them the Eyes.
The Eyes.
Pete, as usual, is acting like a jerk, while Artie blames Bismarck for what's happening. See, I like Warehouse 13.
Yeah.
I can only take so much of Pete.
Oh, the Pete Latimer,
I can only take so much of
his childish...
Continuous childish.
Yeah.
I mean, there's shows that they have childish characters.
That's an exaggerated version of the show Moonlighting.
Yes.
Yeah, this is between him and Micah is an exaggerated version of the two that were in Bruce Willis and the other one.
Very exaggerated because he never stops.
Yeah.
Never stops.
Yeah.
And it's annoying to
me.
Yeah. So Fargo says a failsafe activated when he shut down the old system and he's locked out. Claudia takes over and discovers that whatever's happening is not coming from their office.
Right.
One of the eye things pops up and announces that all systems are operated at acceptable perimeters.
Yeah.
Artie thinks he recognizes the voice. He believes it's Hugo Miller's voice.
Yeah, Hugo.
Hugo Miller designed all of the warehouse systems.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
We're talking,
it looks like 70s, the
70s,
yeah. So Artie takes him to a computer lab, and everybody's stunned
to
find...
You have a computer lab?
There's a computer lab.
You have a computer lab.
More like a computer morgue.
You didn't think to mention there was a computer lab?
Well, later on, I'll make a list for you of all the things that I didn't think to mention.
The warehouse is almost like the TARDIS. It's just...
You'll never see the whole
there's
thing.
There's never the end of it. There's always something new.
He explains that Hugo Miller is a bit devious, although he doesn't say much more.
Yeah.
They find games all over the place and a can of soda, and Artie says he was a big practical joker or drove everybody crazy. When Micah asks what happened to him, he says he retired, but he says it with that Artie, I'm not telling you the whole story look on his face.
Yeah.
Claudia finds the failsafe, and Fargo gets shocked pushing the button, because Fargo immediately has to push the button. Claudia says it's uploading data from their system.
Yeah, it's ripping through their whole system, uploading data.
Right, and it says Hugo 1 on the screen, yeah. Micah suggests bringing Hugo to the warehouse, but Artie says again that he's retired.
Yeah.
And then he says there was rumors of a nervous breakdown.
Right.
But they say he's only a couple hours away. They head out to find
Hugo.
Yeah,
so Pete and Micah go for Hugo,
and
Claudia, Fargo, and Artie stay in the warehouse to problem solve their situation.
They find Hugo in a sanatorium, and it's Odo. I knew he was in the show because I do remember him in later episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Micah mentions that every former agent they've met so far is either crazy, evil, or dead.
Right.
When they get to see Hugo, he seems to be totally out of his mind. And see, I thought he was faking it.
Oh, did you?
I did. I thought he knew who they were and he was faking it.
Oh, and that he was faking being crazy because he was actually evil.
Right.
Because he did taser them there.
Right.
You know.
And he seemed like he knew what he was doing when he did that.
Yeah.
But Pete says something about all systems functioning in acceptable perimeters.
Yeah.
And Hugo recognizes that. And he says the recovery failsafe is active. They try to get him
to give them the code
to shut it down. And he gives them a picture of a cat.
Yeah.
Pete says he's not paying a bike for that.
Yeah, because he needs to be paid in bicycles. I will give you the code, but I need to be paid in bicycles. President Grant.
That's right, President Grant. Right,
because it's Harvard Day.
Yes. They decide to take him back to Warehouse 13, and he seems to recognize the name.
Yeah.
But before they can, like we said, he uses their Tesla and stuns both of them and takes off. And that's when I realized he was really out of it, because they show him skipping down the sidewalk. Back in the warehouse, Artie, Claudia, and Fargo go through Hugo's old files. They discover he passed out in one of the aisles from what they reported as mental exhaustion.
Yeah.
Allentown 22C, I think it was. They notice that the upload is just about finished, and when it does finish, everything seems to power back up, but they're still locked out.
Yeah.
So they were hopeful for a second there. Hugo 1, a hologram shows up, and Odo believes there's a catastrophic failure. So he has to check all the systems before he believes that there's no failure. Because they try to explain to him they're just upgrading the system.
Yeah. But now that he has all the information from the upload, he's going to do a complete go-through of all systems now.
So Mike and Pete call in and tell Artie that Hugo's nuts.
Yeah.
And he keeps talking about spinning and dancing. But Artie wants them to find him and bring him back anyway. Micah thinks to look for Hugo at a merry-go-round that they passed on the way up because of all his spinning and dancing talk.
I know where he is.
Yeah. They find him, they handcuff him, and he says he can't help without the spinning.
Yeah.
Fargo says that this type of AI is impossible for that period
of time. Yeah, for that period in the 1970s, that type of thing. That's why Artie says, well, then he must have used some sort of artifact.
Right.
Because that's what the artifacts do.
Exactly.
They circumvent the laws of physics.
Right. Hugo comes back and reports what he found in each of their files.
Yeah.
I have completed my analysis. Claudia Donovan, your file shows 9 separate incident reports. Douglas Fargo, your global dynamics profile includes the phrase inappropriately pushed button 38 times. Agent Nielsen, your unconventional management skills are subpar.
Okay, I've had just about enough of you.
I have determined the source of the recent catastrophic event.
Which is?
The agents who work here.
They're the source of the catastrophic event.
It's not the warehouse, it's the staff.
It's the staff.
So all the people that work here are the infection.
Todd calls because Claudia's late for their lunch date.
Yeah.
She tells him there's an emergency and she has to reschedule. I know at the end they break up.
This section has been edited for spoilers.
Yes.
But is there something about Todd that I'm not remembering?
She met Todd at the local hardware store. He's just a local. They, through artifact circumstances, become kind of friendly.
Okay.
And then they begin dating. He's just some guy, as far as Claudia knows. He's just a kid, a local.
Mm-hmm.
A funny scene when they both meet. Not in this episode, but I think it's the next episode or the one...
Before.
Before that one. Where they meet in the park to discuss the breakup and everything.
So who's Todd?
A guy. A friend. A guy friend. It's not serious. Why?
Oh, yeah, no particular reason. I just kind of got the impression that...
Yeah, just call her when your voice has changed. You have work to do.
Hugo cuts them off and says the phones are for warehouse use only or something. Artie tries to reason with Hugo, but Hugo initiates the Falcon-Scott protocol.
Mm-hmm.
This initiates a sub-zero temperature drop to protect artifacts.
Yep.
Now they're going to freeze to death. Mike and Pete are driving back with the real Hugo, and Michael says that his file shows a large part of his brain is completely dormant.
Yeah.
But she can't find any reason for it. Artie takes Claudia and Fargo to an artifact and begins talking gibberish. He gives them all a babble stone so they can understand each other.
If you're not holding the stone, nobody could understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But if you're holding the stone, you can understand each other.
So this is an artifact from the Tower of Babel.
From the Tower of Babel, yes.
So what does that have to do with speaking gibberish except for the name of Babel, right?
Well, the story behind the Tower of Babel is...
Oh.
That's when God made everybody speak different languages, you know. People are just babbling to each other. Nobody can understand each other anymore because they were trying to build this tower to heaven.
Yes, you can tell I'm up on my Bible.
Yeah.
which I've already proven in a couple episodes before this.
So if you're holding a stone from the Tower of Babel... You presumably speak gibberish until you're holding another stone.
Okay.
So they happened to have 3 stones there, and there was 3 of them, so they could each hold a stone. So now Hugo cannot understand what they're saying and then can make plans.
We're going to pause right here for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Doug Gramley here from Yeah, That Can't Be Good. If you're a fan of Warehouse 13, it is very likely you're also a fan of Eureka. And if you aren't, you should be. Please join Kim, Vicky, Skip, and myself over at Yeah, That Can't Be Good for an episode-by-episode podcast of all things Eureka. You can listen at EurekaRewatch.com on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Artie thinks that Hugo is not just an ordinary AI, and there's something they're missing.
Yeah.
So now Hugo blinked his eyes and launched some kind of mechanical bug, which I guess were Fargo's. I didn't realize. Yeah, I didn't realize that until later.
Because when they're at the pit in the beginning, she's like, oh, what's this thing?
It looked bigger when he was at the pit. And then in the box, they look smaller. So it didn't even occur to me.
But then they tend to get bigger and smaller.
It didn't occur to me it was the same thing. Well, Fargo calls them Maras.
They're supposed to be maintenance robots, but they have lasers and flamethrowers. And,
right, as we discover,
yeah.
Micah and Pete take Hugo to an ice cream shop to shed a tear and to get ice cream. Either Artie calls or Micah calls him, but she can't understand what he's saying.
Right.
So he writes a note to tell them that Hugo has taken over the warehouse and they need to get the other Hugo back there. They leave, but the clerk sees a news report showing Micah and Pete wanted for kidnapping.
Because Hugo was able to determine, because now they're speaking over the Farnsworth.
So they
which is their communication device. So he could understand what they were saying. So he made the inference that they were getting Hugo and bringing him back here.
So he creates this fake police report.
Yeah.
Artie wants Claudia and Fargo to go to Allentown 22 to see if they can find what artifact Hugo was connected to.
Yeah.
Because he's convinced that this is more than just AI.
Yeah.
And that was the place where the file said he passed out years ago. Artie says he's going to have a chat with Hugo 1.
Yeah.
Back at the ice cream shop, clerk holds Micah and Pete at gunpoint.
Yeah. Now, I was trying to place the actor. He looks familiar to me, but I cannot...
I've seen him in Charmed.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I've seen him. He plays bit parts everywhere.
Yeah, and he always kind of plays evil people, usually. I saw him in Charmed. He was somebody trying to become a demon, I think.
Oh.
And he was like half demon. I don't even remember the story.
He looked familiar.
I didn't look him up. I'm going to have to look him up later to put, you know, all the guest stars that I put on the website. At this point, I know he's been in a lot of things, but he was in... Oh, you didn't watch Dollhouse, did you?
No.
Oh, good show.
No.
Oh,
okay.
He was in the Felicia Day episodes of Dollhouse, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help you because you didn't watch that.
Yeah.
That was good. You should watch it.
I like Felicia Day.
Yeah.
So.
It's actually... Eliza Dushku. I don't know how to say her name. Faith on Buffy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good show. It's really bizarre. So Fargo and Claudia search Allentown 22, and they talk about Todd.
Yeah.
Because Claudia, for some reason, doesn't want to admit it's her boyfriend, because she kind of likes Fargo.
Yeah, because she's weird about it, and she likes Fargo, but she's like, I like Todd.
Yeah. Fargo tells Claudia that his ex-girlfriend doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. But that gives you...
A timeline
of where this episode fits into the Eureka universe.
Which is where I'm going to try and put it.
Yeah.
Or it will bother me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Claudia drops an artifact and Fargo, and I don't remember what he calls it. It starts with a Z.
Yeah, I think that's the actual name of that toy from that time. I forget what it is, too. I was going to write it down.
I didn't write it down because I was just like...
But it's an old-timey spinny thing where you spin it fast enough and it looks like the people are dancing through the light.
Which, spinning and dancing.
Yeah.
Somebody should have picked that up already.
Zyotrope.
Something like that. Fargo being Fargo spins it. Although he doesn't know any better. He doesn't know much about the warehouse. Claudia gets it away from him, but not before seeing his life flash before her eyes.
Yeah.
So she mentions the genie suit, but I'm wondering if she's seen the rest of the time travel stuff. Oh. Would she recognize that?
No.
So Fargo reads the artifact allows for mind transference. So obviously that's the artifact they must be looking for. Claudia remembers that the artifact owner was famous for the study of brain thought processes.
Yeah.
She begins to make a connection with Hugo's talk of spinning and dancing. An alarm sounds for an unauthorized removal of an artifact, and they see Fargo's mirrors coming.
Yeah, and then the spiders, the robot spiders.
Yeah. First they throw a net, and then they just
blast
fire.
They went,
the
net
was like...
robots that are just weaponized.
Yeah, but they go from a net to fire.
Yeah.
Like, there's no in between. Fargo and Claudia run. Back at the ice cream shop, Micah and Pete are still being held at gunpoint, and they're waiting for the police to arrive. Michael shows Leo her Secret Service badge, but Leo doesn't believe them because the Secret Service protects the president.
Yeah, protects the president. What are you doing?
Yeah. Pete begins talking about what sounds like nonsense.
Crazy stuff, yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Soda pop go boo.
Pete, are you okay?
What's he talking about? Blast off and lemon launch. Remember? Huh? Hugo makes his own lemony launches. Houston, we have a problem. What's wrong with him?
Do not get me started.
Well, that's because he was, you know, the soda. He would prankster. He would leave bombs. Yeah. He looks over and he's doing something to the soda. So right. he thinks he's creating a bomb. Which he was. He was creating a soda bomb. And the soda bomb is like,
it's not a big deal.
He's sticky now.
Right. But Mike is not getting it. And the guy says to her, what's wrong with him? And she says, what did she say? I don't even have time. Something like that. Like, what isn't wrong with him? But he gets Hugo to roll the soda at Leo, thinking it'll explode. And it does kind of burst, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it sprays.
Yeah, but it does distract him long enough for Micah to disarm him.
Yeah. So, well, she kicks him in the face.
Yeah. And what does he yell? Billy Jack.
Yeah, Billy Jack. Yeah, right.
I just remember grammar school. I think Billy Jack was like, I was in third grade.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the movie. But
have you never seen Billy Jack?
No.
Yeah,
no, because all I heard in grammar school was guys like kicking people saying, Billy Jack!
Yeah.
That made me laugh when he yelled Billy Jack, because that's all I could remember.
That's the era.
Yeah. Third grade, anything anybody did, somebody yelled, Billy Jack!
Yeah.
Artie goes to the computer room and tries to talk Hugo One into playing a game.
Yeah.
Fargo and Claudia are still trying to outrun the Maras. Fargo asks if Claudia's ring can amplify something like the laser he pulls out of his pocket.
Yeah, his little laser screwdriver thing.
That's right. I didn't know where he got that laser. I forgot it was a screwdriver. Meanwhile, Artie and Hugo play Battleship. Artie seems to be winning.
Yeah.
Fargo uses the ring and laser, and it's like a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Now, he says something about his destiny.
That's the line in Star Wars line, yeah.
But who does the line?
Luke.
Oh, well, I don't know. I never saw Star Wars.
You've seen
about
Dollhouse, but you haven't seen Star Wars.
Let me correct that. I did not see Star Wars when it came out. I saw it in the movies in the 80s when they re-released it, because the second movie was going to come out.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Oh.
I've never seen another one.
All right. Well, you know.
So I didn't want to guess at whose line that was. But I figured it was Star Wars, because of the lightsaber. But it said something about his destiny. And he is able to disable one of the Maras, and Claudia gets the other one. Fargo says 20 years of practicing in front of his mirror.
Best four seconds of his life.
So now they kiss, and Claudia says she likes Todd.
Yeah.
Okay. And apologizes. She's just so weird. She's kissing another guy and says, I can't wait for the computer upgrade.
Yeah, yeah.
And she kisses Fargo and says, I like Todd.
Yeah.
So they go back to get the spinning thing to bring to Artie. Micah, Pete, and Hugo arrive at the warehouse, but they can't get in. And Hugo yells, tick-tock, change the lock.
Yeah.
Which I've seen in memes before.
Yeah.
And I knew Hugo was in Warehouse 13, but I didn't know it was from this episode. Pete goes on a rant, and Micah tells him that the computers can't think for themselves. But Hugo says that his can.
His can, yeah.
When I pops out of the ground outside of the warehouse. Artie wins Battleship. Hugo 1 says it's impossible.
Yeah.
Artie tells him that he never put any of his ships on the board.
He cheated, right?
Artie figures out that this is not an AI, but it's actually part
of Hugo.
Well, Artie already had that figured out, that's why he
wanted to play Battleship, so he could explain it to Hugo.
Yeah.
So, and the part of your brain that loves games is there. The part of your brain that cheated at games is not there.
Right. Hugo tells him that the program was discontinued by the Regents because it was dangerous.
Yeah.
But he saw the potential of human-computer interface.
Right.
And continued on by taking a shortcut and using an artifact. Artie tries to talk him to letting Mike and Pete and the real Hugo in so they could figure out how to put both parts back.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, outside, the eye begins firing at Micah, Pete, and Hugo.
Yeah.
And Fargo and Claudia arrive with the spinning thing. Artie explains what he's discovered to them. Hugo once decides that he's going to let them in, but...
Yeah. But the other brain is going to go into the computer.
Right. not into the human. So yeah. Artie makes a deal with Hugo that he'll lift the restrictions if he helps him.
Yeah.
Mike and Pete continued battling with the eye, and then the warehouse just lets him in.
Yeah.
Mike and Pete tried to talk Artie out of doing this. This was annoying to me because I think they would have to know that Artie wasn't really going to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though Artie, he says, you know, the warehouse is first.
Comes first, and we all know that. Artie would have probably done that.
If it was the last resort, I guess.
Yeah.
It was just annoying to me that they were just kept yelling at him when he was trying
But I think if push came to shove, Artie would have totally done that.
Yeah, I guess. Like we said, Pete refuses to let Artie do this, and Hugo 1 sends out the Maras. It attacks Pete with spinning blades. So Pete's trapped holding this thing while the rest of them try to attach the spinning thing to the failsafe, and then Claudia gives it to Hugo. She apologizes and turns it on, and it spins.
Yeah. So now, once the thing starts spinning, data starts getting transferred into Hugo.
Into Hugo 1.
Once the data starts getting transferred, they notice the power almost down. Artie, I think, was anticipating that.
Yes, he was.
Because now, okay, all the power's down. That's what happened when they first opened up.
Right.
Claudia should be able to hack into the system now and retake control of the computer system.
But Claudia needs the passcode.
Micah
gives him the picture of the cat that he gave them. And Artie's trying to remember the name of the cat.
Yeah, Orangey. Right. Even Fargo is it.
Orangey.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a fat orange cat. What was the name of the cat? Fatty, catty, orangey. Orangey, try orangey.
No go.
Orangey? Really?
Pete remembers Albert from something Hugo said in the ice cream store. He said Albert grows things.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Oh, because the planter was a cat face, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Albert
was an orange cat face. That was my orange cat.
Yes, okay. I just thought of that just now.
Oh, okay.
So they reversed the data transferred into the real Hugo.
Yeah, because once she took control of the computer, she locked them out of everything in the warehouse except for that computer room. And then Artie stops the thing, spins it in reverse. It.
Yes.
So computer Hugo's consciousness went into real life Hugo.
Right. Hugo gets his mind back, and he thinks he's in his office and doesn't know why all these people are there.
Well, he's back at when he first passed out.
And he doesn't know how many years have passed.
Yeah.
So Micah and Pete talk about their future in the warehouse, and Pete says that whatever terrible thing happens to her will probably happen to him, too, so no worries.
Yeah. The funniest thing in that scene, though, is when he touches his face, goes down to his loose skin under your chin, he's like, well, what the hell is this?
Fargo finishes the upgrades, and Fargo is taking Hugo back to Eureka with him. Now, why couldn't that be an episode?
Yeah.
That would be good. I would like to see Hugo in Eureka, even for a day.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know why they never integrated that character into Eureka, like gave him something to do or an appearance here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great. Even for like a guest of the week kind of thing.
Just and then one episode where he's working on brain mapping thing.
Right.
Which there was a lot of opportunity for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Obviously, it didn't work because he's back wherever he is later in the series.
Well, he comes back to the warehouse.
But it would have been good to have him as a scientist of the week or something.
Yeah, because he does a few more appearances in
That's what I mean. Yeah. So obviously, he didn't stay in Eureka because he's in this series a couple more times.
Artie! Oh, we used to play Battleship together. You hated computers.
Still do.
Maybe there is no such thing as evolution.
So Artie says, you know, if things don't work out there, he's welcome to come back to the warehouse. And then at the end, Todd breaks up with Claudia, just as Claudia has decided that...
She's all in.
Yeah, she's all in and he's not.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the end.
Warehouse 13 is a good show, though. You should...
It is. I guess I'm going to have to rewatch. Yeah. I mean, I remember
started,
a lot
started
of
from
it.
From the beginning and...
As I was watching this, I was waiting for the computer game.
Yeah.
I thought that Fargo was going to have to go into a computer game to fix...
That's a different one. And it's not Fargo that goes in, it's... People from Warehouse 13 have to go to Fargo to help him.
Yeah, and I don't really remember that either, but that's the episode I thought I was going to be watching, and then turns out I kept saying, all right, there's only 10 minutes left. When is he going to go into
the computer? No, there's no computer in this one. Yeah, which was kind of a good episode, too, the computer game one.
You know, when we play rock, paper, scissors, you don't always have to pick rock.
I don't always pick rock.
Yes, you do.
All right, next time I will pick scissors.
See, you shouldn't have told me that.
So we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Doug Gramley reminding you to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/the13thwarehouse, on Twitter at Eureka Warehouse, on Instagram at Eureka_warehouse, on our website at the13thwarehouse.com, or on Podbean. Theme music for the 13th Warehouse, Reflections in the Mirror, provided by Esther Garcia under their standard license. See you next time in the 13th Warehouses.
And now we're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.